The Texans got lucky that Deshaun Watson didn't get hurt in 2018. This team needs a new backup quarterback.
Well, I mean, when you say that, you mean he didn't miss any games because of injury.
Yes.
He
did not miss games.
He got hurt bad.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
That's who I want right now. Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod.
T. Taylor. That's who I want. Mobile quarterback, good guy. I'm sure he has a good family, which Bill O'Brien always wants.
I love that. Yes. Good family guy. He's got a great family.
I've got more names if you guys are interested, but this team needs an upgrade over Brandon Whedon. This is the guy.
It was him last offseason.
Yeah.
It's always been him.
Bring in Tyrod.
First off, you need a mobile quarterback behind this wretched offensive line.
Yes.
You just need it. And they know that.
Do they? It seems like they go into every offseason, every season thinking their offensive line is fine. Seriously, like they do. That's why O'Brien addressed this at the end of the year. He said they got to do a better job of understanding what their strengths and weaknesses are.
This is one of the things that frustrates me so much about the NFL, and I guess this is all teams in general, but no one is ever honest about what they actually have in front of them. But I am convinced that they know what exactly this offensive line is. I think they know that the guys are at the very least harder workers than maybe the unit that they had last season. But at the same time, I mean, the results speak for themselves. And if you don't have a guy that can escape the pocket, like imagine if Tom Savage was still the backup here, just from the perspective of he would get sacked every bleeping play.
Yes.
And it's not even necessarily Tom Savage's fault 100%. I mean, Tom Savage wasn't that good, but at the same time, I mean, if you gave the guy a better offensive line, like could he maybe stand in the pocket for more than a second without getting sacked? I don't know.
I don't think that's because I think there were times this year where Deshaun Watson did stand in the pocket too long and didn't get rid of the ball.
No, you're right.
So there's like it's complex and it's more than just that. I think that the biggest question with Tyrod Taylor is, all right, he has limitations in the passing game. So are you going to bring in a guy that's just, you're bringing him in just because he's mobile?
Well, I mean, he's better than Josh Johnson.
He can do something that just, he can maybe move the ball, get some production for you, not turn it over. And that's key and critical thing with your backup. Just don't turn the ball over.
Tyrod's pretty good at that because he will not make throws.
Right, exactly. So in a lot of ways, he's always a lesser version of Deshaun, which is what you want.
Exactly.
A much lesser version.
Tyrod Taylor's career stats, 53 touchdowns against how many picks would you guess? 53 touchdowns.
53 touchdowns 12. Versus 7 picks.
20. not quite that low. Okay.
Well, okay, why are you saying he's good at not turning the ball over?
Yeah, he turns it over a lot.
Ratio by today's
standards.
I think
it's a solid ratio.
No. 20 interceptions is too much of there's not extreme production on the other side.
Throw more than 5 interceptions, you're a failure in the NFL. That's how the stats have changed.
Keep in mind, though, he hasn't played like all that much, so every year it's like 20-6, 17-6.
He's a backup quarterback, too.
Exactly.
So that's not what you're in it for.
I think this team listen, Brandon Whedon, I'm sure, is a great guy, but they need somebody better from a quarterback standpoint. They need someone who is a better backup quarterback. Well, and Tyrod's available.
Yeah.
And Teddy Bridgewater is available. Now, that's another option as well, but I'm guessing Teddy's going to want a place where he can compete for a starting quarterback job.
I think he can get some good money. He's going to get a good deal somewhere, somebody that's going to give him an opportunity to start.
I can see that.
He's not going to want to go here. He's been the dutiful backup for 2 years now.
Yes.
You haven't heard a peep out of him, and I don't think that. But it's not because he's happy being a backup. It's just taken him that long to come back from that injury.
So when I was going through this last night, Tyrod was the first name that stuck out to me. Bridgewater was another. You know, Josh McCown's old. I think he might retire. And then, you know, RG3, I'm sure, is going to be out there as well. But those would be the main names that I'd look at. Taylor, Bridgewater, those kind of guys. I think this spot has to be better for 2019.
If they had a better backup quarterback this year, do you think that they would have sat Deshaun Watson for a couple games while he had a partially collapsed lung?
It's a great question.
Do you think somebody else would have gone in there versus, and I know Deshaun would have been pushing to stay on the field no matter what, but we're talking collapsed lung, bruised ribs, all this stuff. And they obviously limited the offense because of that. Like it affected the play calling.
Yes.
It affected what they were doing. I'd like to think that if they had a Tyrod Taylor or somebody in there that maybe they would have just sat him. But they also got off to that 0-3 start. That put them out in the 8-ball.
I see, this is what I wonder. I wonder how many quarterbacks play through injuries all season long that aren't even listed? Because I do think that the NFL injury report is bogus. I don't think, especially now where, I mean, if you're basically, less than 20% to play, do they ever really indicate whether or not you're actually doubtful? Like, if you're doubtful,
you're out. Well, no, it's because they changed the designation, so it's like all questionable now.
Right, it's questionable or more limited participant and full participant.
Yes.
I mean, I've wondered this, and I think a lot of people are wondering this right now. This was a story that was on Pro Football Talk. Was Tom Brady dealing with an injury? And since Tom Brady is working with Alex Guerrero as much as he is, does Tom Brady report anything to the actual Patriots staff?
Oh, does he even tell the staff?
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's like when Giselle said that he had a concussion, did the Patriots even know that he had a concussion?
Right, is that why he's so close with Alex Guerrero? He can just bypass the NFL injury report.
What if it turns out that all along Brady was the one behind, like, Spygate, everything? Like, he was acting rogue in this entire 2 decades. Belichick's been trying to take the brunt of the criticism when it's actually been the evil genius Tom Brady.
He's so handsome. That's
what I mean. Well,
of course, they all play through injuries, and you don't know the exact extent of all of them. Like, we never got an official report on Deshaun, as far as I can tell.
Yes, and O'Brien gets mad whenever you ask him about it.
But where are you going with this?
Where I'm wondering is, okay, well, I mean, is the norm playing through things like this?
Yeah, but
the norm is playing through things like this, then I think they would have played it.
But it's the extent of what you're talking about. Like, is it, if there's a danger of him getting a severe issue or whatever, I mean, we just don't know. We don't know how bad it was. So I guess my question would be, let's say we don't know exactly what the normal quarterback or average quarterback would have done in this situation. It would be nice for them not to have that much pressure to have to play in because you're so uncomfortable with your backup quarterback situation.
Yes.
Do you feel like, all right, you know what? We got a 50-50 shot of winning if we play the backup, but Deshaun's got a collapsed lung. We got to make the prudent decision here. It probably clouds your judgment a little bit.
I think they wanted to go to every avenue to make sure Watson played every single game because I think that was important just in terms of his overall career. But yeah, I think if it was doubtful enough and they felt like, you know what, we can get by for a game or so.
Yeah.
And they felt better about their backup, then I could have seen them playing the backup.
I think also it being in Jacksonville, where it's just barely in driving distance as compared to some of the other places that
Seattle.
You'd be going over the course. Yeah, for Seattle or New England or something like that. Yeah, he wouldn't have played.
How
do you know? He just would have left on Thursday instead of Friday. It's not a big deal. He's on that big old bus. They were stopping at barbecue shacks along the way.
Too much barbecue.
Could have played some bridge.
All right, if we ever get O'Brien on the show at some point this offseason,
he'll get mad when you ask him about it.
Let's ask him a retroactive question. Let's try to get him to laugh and ask if they were playing in Seattle, would they have had Deshaun take the bus to Seattle?
Yeah. Now McNair.
I think it's a good question.
Steve McNair played through like a broken sternum, just all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, he was strapped together with baling wire. So to answer your question, Paul, about like how often does it happen? It happens, but also Steve McNair was built so much different than Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the toughest quarterbacks ever.
When we look at Steve McNair versus somebody like, say, Kyler Murray, and you think about the capacity for these guys to make it through an NFL season, the biggest difference and the biggest change has been that quarterbacks simply don't get hit like they used to. So like this Kyler Murray discussion we're having right now, which is fascinating, because he's 5'10 at best.
So Oklahoma said he's 5'9 and 3/4. Oklahoma said that.
Right? They said
in
that in
socks.
Yeah.
That's short as hell.
It looks like there are a couple pictures of him standing next to Doug Flutie where he looks substantially taller than Doug Flutie.
That's good.
I don't know if we have an official height on Doug Flutie. Did he even go to the combine back in the day?
I don't know. Seth, would you have an issue with 5'9 and 7/8 as compared to what you may have feared?
I would be, I'm open. As you know, this is my philosophy in the NFL moving forward. It's a brave new world with all kinds of cockamamie new things that might or might not work out. I'm all for the experimentation until it comes to my team. So I'm all for it. Somebody going, like, pick Kyler Murray in the first round. I don't care. It might work out because it's a different league where guys don't get hit. Even when they're out of the pocket, they don't get hit nearly like they used to.
I'm not even sure he's 5'9 and 3/4 though.
Right.
If Oklahoma's saying that that's his height.
Are you saying this guy's a liar?
This guy
is saying 5'9 and 7/8.
I think he might be 4'8. And I don't know if you can have a guy playing at that height in the NFL. We saw it with Manziel. This is the appropriate comparison here. Manziel could not see over the line of scrimmage. We've seen it from time to time with Case Keenum. It took Keenum a really long time to actually be able to sit in the pocket and to throw the football down the field. Breeze, I think, is the anomaly, because with Flutie as well, there was a lot of moving and rolling out.
Russell Wilson's shorter than Drew Brees.
Russell Wilson rolls out a lot, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell Wilson's feet are what makes him good. Now, Kyler Murray's feet are really good, too.
Johnny Manziel is, like, that was one of 20 things that kept Johnny Manziel from
but it was a big thing, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was a big factor.
It certainly is, and even, you know, Baker Mayfield's still making that adjustment, and they've had to get Baker Mayfield out of the pocket. What I'm saying is, I don't worry about that as much as I used to, because the expense and the risk of moving the quarterback isn't nearly what it used to be.
I, more than anything, want to see what his playing speed, which does seem to be slightly more than that of everyone he was going up against in college, compares to that of NFL players. Because he was one of those players that, when you watched him out there, was not quite Tyreek Hill compared to the rest of the NFL, but he always seemed like he had about a step and a half on every single person that he was running past, and it felt like the effort that he was putting into running and getting that kind of speed and separation wasn't a whole lot. So I
you
think,
mean, you're not saying that in a bad way. You're just saying
in a good
like it was
way.
Like it was an easy speed.
Right, yeah. And I'm wondering, okay, well, how does that translate to the next level?